Hi, and welcome to Nature Speaking, where we discuss the many wonders of the world during the pandemic of COVID-19. I'm your host, Amber Ross, and I come to you from the ancestral and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam and Squamish-speaking people, locally known as Burnaby, British Columbia. I'm a student at Emily Carr University, and as a class, my classmates and I will be regularly hosting and producing podcasts that take a deeper look at what is happening to the natural world around us while the world is at a bit of a halt. As a species, we have found ourselves stuck in a moment in time that is quite literally life or death. Many find themselves stuck in their own minds of future scenarios. But what about now? I'd like to take this time with you to close your eyes and to take some deep breaths while only focusing on these sounds. Shall we begin? To me, and maybe for some of you listening at Emily Carr too, it feels like a huge slump began when we had that fire back at school in the fall semester of 2019. The climate strike happened not too long after that and brought students and the community together to stand for ecological change. This blended further with the devastating bushfires in Australia. We here in British Columbia know all too well the effects of a forest fire and the devastation it causes. That being said, I also couldn't imagine what Australia had been going through at that magnitude and for that amount of time. Then COVID-19 hits and everyone is searching for answers amongst a storm of questions. What's happening? What do I do? Is this a bad flu? How concerned should I be? The spread was fast and deadly, and my mind went immediately towards apocalypse. I myself had been sick back in March with a cold that turned into a flu. I don't think it was COVID myself, but I truly don't know. None of my respiratory system was affected, so I don't believe it was, but I still stayed careful. Now we're here and we've handled it quite well considering our neighbors over in the USA. And what have we gained? All the regular noise of the city has died a little. Less cars are on the road, everyone's staying inside, and it's become a little eerie. Although we've slowly picked up the pace, we have these new ears for silence. I wonder if we'll crave this sort of silence even more now that we've had such a long time with it. Have you been listening? Without the constant buzz of the city, what do you hear? We have been listening with urbanized headphones, and due to COVID, we've been forced to take them off. Our ears are sensitive to the new silence and are listening for quieter sounds. The chirps of birds, the croaking of frogs, and even the wisps of wind. We sit and wonder, are they new? Or are they just simply more noticeable? Our lifestyles have adjusted, and so have our ears. We've gotten a taste and we crave more. I walk around my neighborhood without headphones anymore. It feels like I'm back at home in my small town. I hear further away now than I have in a while, and I don't feel so crowded. Even the birds sound more livelier than ever. Andreas Jimenez of Birds Canada says that birds are reverting to behaviors that might be found in a forest instead of a city. Birds have adapted their calls to city life, and now that the noise is gone, don't have a need to do so anymore. All in all, these sounds aren't new, but we are. I'd like you to take your newfound ears and walk around your neighborhood and just listen. Listen with the intention of hearing from a distance. If you hear something interesting or just something you haven't heard in a while, take out your phone and record a voice memo or even just take a video. We'd love to hear what you found. You can send us your recordings and related stories, questions, and comments to our class email at naturespeaking@gmail.com. I'd like to say masi cho, which means thank you in my language, for listening to this episode of Nature Speaking. I hope you treat yourself and others with kindness during these times. Simply listening is an act of kindness for those who feel unheard. Respect yourself and others by maintaining a social distance of 2 meters or 6 feet apart while in public spaces. Also, wash your hands often and wear a mask. A mask is much easier to breathe through than a respirator. Stay well, be healthy, and listen! Listen!